Hello, everybody. Welcome to your new moon practice. Yes, there is a new moon in Leo, Sunday, August the 4th, right after I upload this session. But this session can be used whenever you find it. Trust that you opened this one when you did for a reason. New moons are such a great opportunity to set intentions and plant seeds moving forward, which is the epitome of a yoga nidra practice. So definitely bookmark this or make a note to practice around or on the day of any new moon. Again, the new moon in Leo, August the 4th, Sunday, August 4th. But whenever this finds you, trust in that, right? Don't overthink it. Be here with me right now. Let's do this. As always, begin by making yourself supremely comfortable. Dim the lights. Maybe you turn off your phone if you're not using it for the session. Put it on silent. Set yourself up with exquisite care. Lying down, reclined on your bed, maybe on your mat, on the floor. Make sure to support your head, the backs of your knees, for greater comfort. Make sure you feel warm enough. Make sure you feel propped, symmetrical. Again, supremely comfortable. And when you're ready, close down the eyes. Feel your body not only relaxing on the earth, but releasing into the support of the earth. And could you take these initial moments to allow for any deeply or lightly held stresses, tensions, strain in the body to arise now in your body, in your consciousness? Let tension arise so it can be released up and out, right? Maybe around your hips, the belly, your lower back, throat, jaw, face. And if and when you find any tension, any stored stress, any sticky, stagnant areas, consciously try to soften it, massage it with your breath and your awareness. Braid them together. Breathing naturally, organically, in and out through the nose. And feel that each breath not only massages and softens, shines light on any tension, it releases it and brings you into a greater, more relaxed awareness. Yoga Nidra, your practice of divine sleep, where you can release the cares and the worries of the day, any fears or unserving storylines, and reconnect to your true nature. You will journey through the different levels or layers or koshas of your being, from the physical body to your breath, to everyday impressions and expressions, to discover a sense of intuition, healing, connection, and calm. So give yourself permission, write your slip now, to rest quietly for the duration of the practice. Stay connected to my voice, to the instructions, and to whatever may arise or be released within you as best you can. Let's take a collective, long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in through the nose. through the mouth, make a ton of noise, sigh it out, release something, feel that, let go. Good things come in threes, through the nose, fill the low belly, the pelvis, mid-belly, flare ribs, fill lungs, chest rises, up and out through the crown. Through the mouth, unhinge the jaw, maybe stick out your tongue, lion's breath. Let go. Last one, through the nose, fill the belly, fill the lungs, drink up past the top, the crown of your head. Keep going. Fill, and hold, filled to the brim. Hold. Lion's breath, stick out your tongue, make some noise, sigh it out, full send, release. Shoulders down, chin tucked, scooped pelvis, toes flop open, fingers curl. Shoulder blades knit inward, release any held expression, soften through eye sockets, eyelids and temples. Smooth out the forehead, up through hairline, through every follicle on your scalp. Skull releases heavy, spine heavy, heels heavy. Could you be 2.4% more comfortable, more supported, more cozy? Do that. Shimmy there, tense and release there. Soften, relax, and release into the earth below you. The 28-day moon cycle holds within it the opportunity to plant seeds, yes, to create vision, to set and manifest goals, to process, to integrate, to reflect on all that you've learned, and then go inward so you can release all that no longer serves you, all that has expired, in order to repeat the cycle once again. This yoga nidra is best practiced around the days and the dark of the new moon. During the beginning of a moon cycle, the moon, the earth, and the sun are in alignment. So we can't actually see the darkened moon in the sky. And new moon energies help us to create a new start, a fresh beginning, a rebirth, if you will. The new moon helps us to cultivate new relationships, work, or other projects. The perfect time to contemplate your Sankalpa or your intentions. Setting them during this dark moon, they'll have an extra element of potency and motivation. So if you feel like the energies of your life or your day-to-day have fallen stagnant, maybe feel stuck or in a rut, you can use the new moon energy, new moon time, to figure out what you really want and take those positive steps forward towards all that you desire. Focus on the abundance in your life rather than what is lacking. And cultivate patience for the coming process that is uncovered as we move through the moon's many phases. All right, one last little tidbit. I know I'm waffling on about the moon, but I also know that you're not surprised. This is also a really powerful time. If you haven't heard anything, hear this. It's a powerful time to consciously banish and release all the things in your life that no longer serve you. Negative relationships. Doesn't even have to be negative, unserving relationships, beliefs, fears, insecurities, illness of the body, of the mind, negative self-talk, self-sabotage, certain habits and tendencies. Listen, there's no need to judge any of it. Rather, we can be compassionately aware that it's taught us something, and now it's time to really let it go. Bring your attention to your natural inhalation and exhalation. Let's keep it simple. Let's begin. Just feel the breath moving through the nostrils and down the throat into the lungs. Can you feel the movement in the diaphragm, the belly, and the chest that the breath is creating? Just keep the breath natural, relaxed, as you focus on the movement of the breath. Honing in that focus now, I'd like you to focus on the feeling, your experience of breathing out. So allow the exhalation to become slower and smoother. Don't push it. But with each successive breath, make the exhalation even slower, elongated, more relaxed, until eventually your outgoing breath is twice as long as the incoming breath. So if you're noticing you're inhaling for a count of three, try to exhale for six. Inhale perhaps four, exhale eight. Whatever feels natural to you. Perhaps a long, slow inhale, followed by an even longer, slower exhale. And once the exhale is twice as long-ish as the inhale, start to notice the natural pause at the bottom of the exhale, where the breath is neither moving in or out. Now try holding or retaining the end of that exhale for several counts. So there's a long inhale. The exhale is twice as long, slow and smooth. Retain that breath out the end there. Neither breathe in or out. Hold the breath at the bottom for as many counts as you can comfortably. And notice the stillness of the body there. The stillness of your breath. And eventually the stillness of the mind that this breath pattern cultivates. Inhale when you need to. Then exhale that elongated, double the inhale, out breath. And then continue to extend that pause, that breath hold after the exhale, for as long as you can. Maybe it lengthens every time. Do that for 9 more rounds of breath. So 1 round is the inhale, the elongated double exhale, and then a breath hold for as long as you feel comfortable. Let it be intuitive. Don't push it. But explore your edges, right? Perhaps extending that breath hold, that breath retention, a fraction more every round. 9 more. Count down 9 to 1. If you lose count, no worries. Just to start again at 9. My voice, my vibe, will be back with you in a moment. Wherever you are in your countdown, release the breath, the focus on that elongated exhale, the pause, the breath hold. Return to a normal, everyday, natural breath. Body's just breathing in and breathing out effortlessly. Remember, intentions set during the new moon are laced with the energies of new beginnings, of rebirths. So turn your mind inward towards your goals for the next month. What do you see when you envision your future in the month or the days ahead? Is there a certain quality that would help you along your journey back to you, back to wholeness, to happiness, to health? Use this opportunity, dear one, to create an intention, a sankalpa, to help you manifest your goals. Creating a simple statement in the present tense, beginning with I, or I am. I am motivated. I am intelligent. I am aware. I am wise. I am playful. I am determined. I am balanced. I am enough. I am innovative. I am creative. I am expressive. I am happy. Choose your intention, let it choose you, and state it to yourself now, 3 times. Now bring your awareness to your third eye point. Right smack dab between your eyebrows. Hold your attention there. Maybe you feel a buzz, a warmth, or a coolness. And imagine that this third eye point begins to glow with a beautiful, shimmering, healing light. Does it have a color or a specific texture? Maybe a temperature. Maybe it's a certain crystal or stone that you love to work with. Now we're going to move this healing glow of light into all areas of the body. As I name different parts, simply become aware of physical sensation in that area and visualize, feel and sense that healing light glowing there from the third eye point. Move your healing light to the top of the head, back down to the forehead, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, right eyelashes, left eyelashes, right eye, left eye, right temple, left temple, right earlobe, left earlobe, right cheek, left cheek, bridge of the nose, tip of the nose. Move the healing, glowing light into the right nostril, left nostril, the wall between the nostrils, the upper lip, lower lip, space or line between the lips, the top teeth and gums, roof of the mouth, the bottom teeth and gums, the floor of the mouth, the tongue, the inner right cheek, inner left cheek. The entire mouth is glowing with your healing light. Allow the light to flow through the lower jaw, the chin, down the column of the throat, into the right collarbone, left collarbone, healing light in the heart center, the right chest, heart center, left chest, heart center, the right shoulder, upper arm, healing light in the right elbow, lower arm, right wrist, back of the hand, healing light in the center of the palm. Feel light in the right hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, all five fingers, the whole right hand, the whole right arm from fingertips to shoulder joint. Whole right arm shining with healing light. Now return to the glow at the heart center. The left shoulder, upper arm, light in left elbow, lower arm, wrist, back of the hand, healing light in the center of the left palm. Feel healing light in the left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, left little finger. All 5 fingers, the whole left hand, the whole left arm, from shoulder joint to tips of fingers. Whole left arm shining with healing light. Return to the glow of the healing light at the heart center. Back to right side of the chest. Heart center. Left side of chest. Heart center. The upper abdomen, your solar plexus. Healing light. Navel point. The lower belly, the right groin, right hip joint, right buttock, right thigh muscle, healing light in the knee, shin bone, right calf muscle, the ankle, heel, top of the foot. Light glowing in the sole of the foot, into the right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, little toe, all 5 right toes, the whole right foot, the entire right leg, toe tips to hip point. Shining with light. Come back to the glow at your navel center. Back down to the lower belly, the left groin, and left hip joint, left buttock, thigh muscle, kneecap, shin bone, left calf muscle, ankle, heel, top of the foot, light glowing in the sole of the left foot, left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, little toe, all 5 left toes, the entire left foot, and the whole left leg, hip point to tips of toes, shining with light. Coming back to the glow once again at the navel center. Sensing the pelvic floor, the right buttock, left buttock, the sacrum, lower back, below spine, middle back, mid spine, the upper back, upper spine, and both shoulder blades, the entire spine, each vertebra, bottom to top, glowing with light. The back of the neck, back of the head, crown of the head, back down once again through forehead, the most radiant healing light, back at the third eye point, eyebrow center. And imagine the entire body glowing with this healing, intense light. All parts of the body, the whole body, is radiant and shimmering with healing light. We now come to the awareness of duality. First, embody a sensation and an inner experience of newness. Do things that are new bring with them feelings of apprehension or fear, or maybe excitement? Determination. How often do you engage in new things, new relationships, new places and projects? Have an experience of newness. Where and how do you feel the possibility of something new? Now embody the opposite, a feeling of the familiar. Your common, familiar surroundings, your belongings, friends, family, jobs, places you visit each week, routines, rituals. Does the familiar feel safe? To you, maybe it feels boring. No storyline needed. Simply have an experience of familiarity in your body. Notice what it feels like and where you feel it. Familiarity. Now recall a time of excitement. Excitement for a new job, project, relationship, some future plan or delight or trip. What makes you feel excited? Is it possible to be excited about the things that are common and expected, or maybe only things that are unusual or new? Explore and feel excitement in your body. Where does it live? And how do you feel it? Excitement. Then remember and feel the opposite. Perhaps a time you felt bored. Maybe during a lesson or a lecture, bored, watching television, sitting on the couch. How do you know when you are bored? Is boredom accompanied by mental tiredness, a lack of inspiration? Imagine, sense, and feel boredom now. An inner experience of boredom. Now release all opposites. Breathe in and up and sink back to the space behind closed eyelids. Chidikash. The experience of the mind screen. Behind closed eyelids, gaze deeply yet passively. You got it. Into the blank space projected at the forehead. Now watch this space for movement, shadow, light, colors, flickers, patterns, even images. what is revealed here is within your subconscious mind. Don't worry about the content, neither creating nor denying anything that arises or doesn't. Stay passive, dear one, in your unhurried observations. As you rest your inner gaze, your mind, in this warm, vast, friendly darkness, what do you see? Unhurried observations. Now imagine a dark night filled with twinkling stars and a blackened moon. A cozy, warm sweater. The excitement of a new adventure. Well-worn shoes. A pocket watch. A gentle morning sunrise. A greeting card. Feeling bored. An upside-down potted plant. Setting new goals. Coffee grinds, complete darkness, laughter with friends, three blades of grass, the first step on a long journey, a bright orange star, a steering wheel, a bright purple star. The flash of a Polaroid camera, releasing what no longer serves you, envisioning and dreaming about the future, pebbles tossed into a lake, the void of space, the shape of your favorite constellation. Your childhood teddy bear. Familiar surroundings. The glow of a warm crackling fire. Knowing your heart's desire. The outline of your body resting in yoga nidra. Imagine that you are sitting on the top of a hill. And on the top of this hill, you have an unobstructed view of the night sky. It is the night of the new moon. Not an inch is illuminated. And imagine resting on your back, comfortably, supremely supported by the earth below you, the hill below you, gazing up at the magical night sky, a dark blanket filled with thousands, millions of tiny pinpricks of light. The stars, the most visible on those clear nights of the new moon, such as this one, as the reflected light of the moon does not dim or overpower the light of the twinkling stars. You allow your gaze to wander and roam from horizon to horizon, all the way around the hill where you are resting. You see constellations Some you recognize, others seem familiar amongst the stars. There are some bright stars, some dim. Find your favorite constellation, one that you always recognize or you just feel drawn to in this moment with its familiar-ish shape. Continue to gaze at the stars that make up this favorite constellation. But imagine that you could now astrally travel into the constellation. There is a silver shimmering cord that connects your consciousness to your physical body lying on the hill. So no matter how far you travel, this cord will always bring you back home to yourself. Feel your consciousness, your astral body, begin to rise up away from the physical body, up from this hill. Your consciousness rising, becoming weightless. Wherever you place your mind, your consciousness will follow. You effortlessly travel upward through the cosmos towards your constellation. Seek out the brightest star in your constellation. Feel yourself drawn towards it. Does this star have a specific color? Is it grand? Is it small? Does the light of this star feel warm or cool? Imagine traveling around the star and notice all of the other beautiful structures within the constellation. Colorful clouds of gas, light places, dark places, and absorb the light from this star. Allow it to fill you with a sense of inspiration and allow it to cleanse you of what you no longer need. When you feel ready to return, imagine traveling back down through the cosmos to return to your body laying on the earth on the hill. And on your way back, you see a shooting star blaze through the darkness beside you. Could you take a moment to wish upon that star, allowing your heart's desire, your sankalpa, your intention to arise to the surface? What do you need during this moon cycle in order to achieve your goals? Now feel your consciousness travel along the silver cord connected to your physical body. Land. Feel the body resting on the hill in peace and in safety. And allow that same intention you made at the beginning of your practice to arise from deep within. Repeat it silently, with feeling blessed by the powers of the new moon and all the stars around you. 3 more times. Make note of the outline, the position that your body is resting in right now. feel your breath. And once again, bring attention to the point between the eyebrows. Imagine the brightest light here, as if you were holding a star at your third eye point, perhaps the brightest star from your favorite constellation. Imagine that the light from the star shines within you, radiates out from your brow. Now, bring attention to the palms of your hands and imagine two more of those stars shining radiantly, buzzing from the center of both palms. So the star at forehead eyebrow center, two stars at your palms. Now bring attention to the arches of your feet and imagine two more stars nestled there. And connect the five points: the third eye, palms of your hands, and soles of your feet, glowing and buzzing with starlight. And imagine that the starlight connects you to all the other stars in the sky. A bit of cosmic light that you always hold within you. Take a deep breath in. Sigh it out. Maybe some more lion's breath, fitting for the new moon in Leo. You can stay in stillness, drift off, reflect, simply be. If you'd like, you can begin to wiggle fingers and toes, allow the starlight to dissipate, shake it off. You can softly turn the head from side to side, move your body in any way that feels natural. Maybe a little dance or a shimmy. You can take the time to bend the knees inward, a little rock and roll before coming to your side, to belly or to seat. Take all the time, let it be mindful, let it be paced, let it be as slow as those elongated exhales. You got it. Pause here. Remember, that moon above us, no matter what phase you're in, or whatever phase the moon is in, whether it's filled with light, maybe it's sitting in darkness, maybe somewhere in between. You and the moon are always whole. With my hands at my heart center, I bow to you. Our practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, my whole light and dark friend. Be well.